And then,
what was that? The worst dog.
Our new dog?
She's the worst. The worst. This puppy is the worst dog we've ever had. Isn't that amazing? The one we got from the breeder, spent a fortune on, is the shittiest dog in the world. And the one we got from Downey, who was on death row, is like the best dog on the planet.
It's fucking unreal.
Yeah.
We'll get into it all in a minute. Sorry we're late. We got a lot to tell you about why we're late. Shooting the pilot, obviously. I'll tell you a couple show things coming up. I had to cancel Las Vegas, so I'm sorry if you live in Vegas, if you're a Vegas human going to Vegas, no longer doing June 12th there. I am in Phoenix, Fartniks, June 11th, and Calgary, June 13th at the Laugh Shop in Calgary. Very excited to be back there. Please come to those shows. Park West, Chicago, and the Crowfoot in Pontiac, Michigan. That's June 27th and 28th. And then I'm coming to New Brunswick, New Jersey, Hartford, Connecticut, the Bell House in Brooklyn, and the Wilbur in Boston. That's June 15th through the 18th. Jeans and I will be in Montreal for the Comedy Festival in July as well. We're doing a live podcast as well as stand-up shows. And I've added a bunch of shows on my page. If you go to tomscuro.com shows, you can see the new additions. DC is on sale. St. Louis is on sale. Little Rock, Arkansas, Houston, etc. Sorry about Vegas. I think I was not in the right place for it. I was downtown. I should have been on the Strip, and it just wasn't moving well. So I had to get out of it. My apologies. I'd like to do Vegas, but you got to play ball with me. Jeans, you're going to Denver soon.
Mm-hmm. The Denver Momprov.
The Momprov.
June 18th, that's my Smurf day.
That is your Smurf day.
June 18th, June 19th, June 20th, June 21st. Come see me, do stand up there. I'm excited. I'm trying a bunch of new stuff out. I'm working some stuff out. Yeah, no, it should be fun.
Jeans doesn't like when you bake her stuff from the home, so don't bring her anything
baked. What? You know what I really hate is white trash pancake, the yellow cake with the chocolate frosting.
But you don't like when people bring it from the house.
That's the worst, yeah. Don't you dare.
No.
Make me a nice homemade pancake, white trash pancake.
You don't eat it, though. You don't have it.
I know.
But they're thinking you're being sarcastic and then you are going to eat it.
I get scared sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. So actually, that somebody could be really thoughtful and do it, and you're not going to have it.
I get scared.
I know.
Because I don't know you. Shit.
Buy it signed and sealed and delivered from the store. buy it from the grocery store. Yeah. Roastery store.
It's always, you don't know.
You don't know what motherfuckers
are up to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm surprised people let their children eat Halloween candy when you think about it. In
it's
L.A.,
crazy.
We used to go get our candy x-rayed at the local hospital before we ate it in the 80s.
I know, Jeans. Yeah. Believe me, Jeans.
Did you guys do that?
No. No, we did not do that. We didn't live in this dangerous city, Jeans.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Man, there's so much to get into. It's been a crazy week for us, Jeans. Wait till we get into all this for you guys.
I'm sitting in my bathrobe right now. I don't have pants on. I couldn't even like muster the energy to find a pair of sweats. That's how tired. Yep.
I'm in boxers and I have an open button down shirt on. My gut hanging.
What about, did you even get slippers on or are we barefoot?
I got slippers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's been a tough one. Today we mustered the strength to go eat Korean barbecue.
It was
huge.
We got to get into here. Let's open the show and we'll get into all the details. Here we go.
Oh shit. Yeah. Ooh, got my pussy talking to you now. Oh. Shit.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah.
You know, normally I'm not a huge fan of the porno clips, but that one was really funny.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I like that she had the comedic ability to do a funny voice and be like, "You got my pussy talking now." Like it's so silly.
It's amazing. Yeah. And you know what she also did? She did the thing where an embarrassing thing happened and she spun it into funny, but also positive. Like
positive energy.
You're doing
I like
so
that.
Good that my pussy's talking now. You know, like instead of being like or mortified, she spun it into like it's a good thing.
Right. I like that. I really admire that quality in people.
Oh shit. Yeah. Ooh, my pussy talking to you now. Oh. Shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
I found it on accident. You know.
Oh, just from your normal perusing of pornography?
I didn't know that was going to happen. This girl, she talks a lot of shit. It's kind of funny.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Close your knees. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Oh, that's shit. Let me see your arsehole.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Come on, spread that fucking ass for me, baby. That dirty motherfucking nasty asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That dirty fucking ass. Like, fuck the shit out of me. Shit, you fucking shit out of me.
Okay.
Well, there's all kinds of stuff to listen to.
Well, I like the one sentence. I didn't know if I was ready for the whole thing. It's intense, isn't it?
Well, she's like, she talks about how he's teaching her a lesson and stuff. I think it's funny. It's
we just
funny.
Opened the show, too. Like, people are at their desks. Yeah. They're in their cars. They're in their offices, their workshops. And this is what they hear.
We went right to a 10 immediately.
Yeah. Let's pull back a little. Okay, or not. Yeah. Let's keep playing it.
Shit. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Right like that. Right like that. Oh, shit. You know that shit's fucking good, don't you? You know that motherfucking good. You know that motherfucking dick's good like that. Fuck it. Oh, fucking. Fucking it up.
Fucking it up, see?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Teach your mama to fucking. fucking ass a lesson, huh?
She's good.
She's saucy.
Yeah.
You know what? I think the porn industry needs somebody like this because there are great shit talkers. There are great personalities. Nick Manning dropping loads, who's
right.
known on Howard Stern, our departed Rocco Siffredi, our dearly departed.
Oh,
great personality, great charisma.
Yeah.
I feel like she could be the next Rocco or the next Nick Manning.
Teaching my ass a lesson, huh?
Right. She's saucy and she's funny.
Yeah.
What's her name? Does she have a name?
I don't know. That's the thing, is this clip has...
Just a mystery whore.
Mystery hilarious whore. Yep.
Just a mystery tramp.
Yeah, it's like...
Good for her.
She's funny,
good
though,
for
man.
Her. Yeah.
I like when they get real direct. I think it's funny.
Dog farted right on me.
Yeah, that dog knows how to fart.
Doesn't give a fuck, this dog.
That dog knows how to fart, that's for sure. We've been... talking about a lot of things, and one thing is the dog definitely is part of the family. It's a farting dog. God, she is something, isn't she?
Browning.
Guys, we have been...
right in my face.
It's like we had a fucking baby, this dog. It's like we got her at 14 weeks.
Yeah,
I think part of it is that we imagined we were getting... something with like Fief's personality, like kind of laid back.
It's kind of chill, sleeps about 20 hours a day like Fief does.
Yeah.
Just likes to eat and nap.
Is this dog gonna chill?
You know, I don't know. I'm hoping. I think after 4 years.
You think? That's what I'm saying. Like 4 years from now, she's gonna be awesome.
She's gonna be a great dog.
What about like 3 years from now?
I know at 1 year, they're like adolescents.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year and a half, maybe the chill comes. It's exhausting. I mean, like, you know, obviously we knew that, though, that the first few nights with the puppy are hard. They cry all night and stuff. And we were prepared for that. But she has so much energy. Like, there are times where you can't even hold her to pet her because she's just like, just like a whirling dervish.
I dropped her day. Well, I tried to pick her up. And she now jumps. Like, I used to be able to just, a few days ago, I could just hold her and she would be fine. I picked her up, and she's jumping out of my hands.
Yeah.
She jumped, and I tried. I could feel her coming out of the hand, and I was holding something in my other hand. She was, like, crawling on my back. And she leaped out of my hand from, like, 4 feet up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, she's dead. And then I turn around, and she's just like, what the? Doesn't even, not even miss a beat, man.
Made of rubber.
I checked her paws and her head. I'm like, did you just... get hurt? Nope.
Well, she does that where she, you know, as much as you keep an eye on this dog and we keep a pretty, you know, vigilant eye, I mean, you turn you blink and the dog's leaping off the couch or, you know, fuck, taking a shit somewhere or pissing.
Or stepping in that shit.
Stepping
That's the
in
best part.
the best is when we wake up in the morning and she stepped in the shit on her potty patch. And track the shit everywhere in her playpen.
She's like, hi guys, you want to hang out?
It's reeks of
she's
shit.
She's had like 10 mini baths.
10.
To just clean her paws
every morning.
All the shit that's in them. Psycho dog.
And then she has colitis, which is, or coccidia, not colitis, that's what people have. Coccidia, which is, you know, she got it from the breeder or whatever the fuck. So then she had runny dumps, which was extra nice, and smelly farts.
Hey, speaking of personality, do you remember...
Oh, my fucking cunt. Oh, shit. My cunt. Oh.
Who could forget?
Yeah, that was just something I just ran across right now.
Oh,
you're talking about big personality. And
she's another one in this industry that should be bigger and just isn't a bigger name.
And a mystery.
And I don't know why.
I don't know who she is. I wish I knew who she was.
Well, a problem with these women is that they need a bigger branding. You know, Rocco, I'm assuming he branded himself pretty early.
Oh, my God. He was really on top of that. Yeah. He was really on top of that, and he knew, you know, that it was important, and he established that, you know? But some of these people just don't know.
Oh, yeah, you nasty fuck.
It's another talent.
Yeah.
That's another talented actress.
Yeah.
A strong performer.
A very strong performer. Very strong performer.
Babe, it's not that bad with Yoshi. It's his accent's not that.
It's a very strong performer.
I have not actually heard my voice in a conversation for nearly 3 years now.
This is not Yoshi. Yoshi's better than that.
I know. Yeah, they got to have a little pizzazz, though. That's what makes you remember these girls.
Yeah.
My, that's a big cock.
Or my sister.
That is the key to being a porn star, because everyone's doing the same thing you're doing.
They're banging.
Yeah, it's really a stylistic choice.
That's so true.
Yeah. It's as with anything in life, everybody's doing the same shit. You got to put
toilet.
You got to put your life on it, your spin on
Where's
it.
Where's your pizzazz?
Fuck me in my ass, man.
Oh, that guy's the best. He should be a strong performer.
We want to celebrate you. If you're into this, we celebrate you.
Yeah, I'm such an info. I mean, I just fucking swallowed a load twice today, and it's only like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. See, that's...
Yeah, I'm such a fucking nympho.
That's spice, you know?
Oh, he's one of my favorites, too. The nipples guy.
Yep.
Come on, suck on these giant nips.
Mm-hmm.
On the giant nips.
Giant
German, nips. Again, the Germans.
The Germans, not... They make great razor blades, and they make you suck the giant nips.
Oh, that's the worst, is that sound.
And this, is she chilling?
She's finally calmed down, yeah.
God.
If you get her on your lap and there's nothing else to do, like if she's high in a chair, she'll calm.
And she's
the only, cute as shit, though.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
The saving grace is, as much as she makes you crazy,
yeah,
she's a fucking, like, not even real. She's like a stuffed animal. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
She's the cutest puppy I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Besides the foofer.
Of course.
But we never knew him as a puppy.
As a pup. I wish we would have known him as a pup.
It really does. I think you were saying this the other day, that it makes you really thankful for Theo.
It does.
And how good he
is. It put it in perspective even more. I already loved him so much. But then, man, with this dog, I was like, wow, he's really awesome.
He really has a no behavioral issue. He never chewed our house up. He was never, you know, shitting everywhere and marking things. He never was, like, barking. Or, you know? He doesn't do it. He has a separation stuff, but that we've kind of figured a way around.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. That was his only quirk.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, he's such a sweet boy.
I'm a freaky bitch.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm a freaky bitch.
That personality.
Bang a fat girl. Put that on YouTube. I'd watch that shit.
What's your porn personality? What do you think your hook would be?
Oh, I think it would be, you know,
Harry and gross.
I would play into like the fact that I don't shower, you know. So I'd be like, oh, who smells worse than me right now? And that'd be like my angle, I think.
Like, you're like the gross guy.
Yeah, like who smells? I smell.
Yeah.
And then they still have to do the scene with me.
Oh, and the girls are all gagging on how bad your ball smells.
And like, oh, God, you smell terrible, and they're crying and stuff.
I want that hook, though.
Oh, I already took it.
Hard fucking core.
I took it, you know?
I'm trying to think of a good angle. What's my angle? Help me.
Your angle? Oh,
I want to be a strong performer.
You could probably can make your tits fart.
Have you guys seen my big tits fart?
Yeah, that's a pretty good angle.
What? It's on his manners. It's okay. It's on his manners.
That's my hook.
Yeah,
that's my hook. Well, the thing is, I'm a strong farter.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't my hook every time I'm... Here's the hook. We're done with the act, the guy begags, and then I fart, and I go, it's only smells.
You're sampling. You're like a...
Well, no, then let me think of a better catchphrase. I fart, and then I go, that's the way this cookie crumbled. Or that's the way the farts go.
I think
smell this magic.
Yeah.
You smell it. You remember me by this fart.
What if you had a mental breakdown at the beginning of each scene?
Oh, come on. Every girl does in these, probably.
No, like where you shave your head and then...
Okay.
That'd be a fun...
That's not a hook, babe.
Sure it is. They'd be like, this girl's really unstable.
It's not like dropping loads or... It's only smells or fuck me in my ass, man.
What if you stab guys at the end of each scene?
I could do that.
Yeah, see, you love that.
So angry, yeah.
Yeah, you love that.
Yeah, something to really showcase my anger.
So how about right as the guy's about to begawk, you kick him in the nuts?
That's genius. I'm sorry. I got to acknowledge that one. That is genius. That's the one.
And he's just like, what the fuck? And he's in the worst
pain.
There you
go. Yeah. What the fuck? I like that.
And you go, that's the fuck.
Mm-hmm. And that's right. There you go. I like that. I like that.
As he's like, you stomp on his nuts again.
I really like that. And then I bet you I'd have a line around the block for something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Ooh, yeah, suck that cock. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, gobble it up, baby. Gobble it up.
This is pretty dirty.
Oh, I'm going to come on your face for all the motherfucking niggas in the Wu-Tang Clan. Staten Island. Shaolin. Ooh, yeah, I'm about to give you my 36 chambers of cum, bitch.
That was pretty dirty. That was probably too
And much. That's when I kick him right in his nuts.
Right as he's about to. So there's no finishing in your scenes.
No.
Just right, and then the guy's like,
oh, God.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
Do we have more of him?
Him? Yeah.
So gross. Are you going to your father?
I just had 9 rather powerful orgasmic sensations flow through my entire body.
Gross. I don't like the way he said that. I had
you
9.
You like the 36 chambers
he
guy
goes,
more?
I had 9 rather powerful orgasmic sensations. Just say, like, dude, I blew my load 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do you have to say it like a nerd alert? I had 9 powerful sensations.
Rather powerful sensations.
Yeah, it's weird.
I love vegan vaginas.
No.
That's sexual.
No.
That could be your hook.
No.
I have a vegan vagina.
No. No way, man. I had Korean barbecue today.
Yeah, but what if you like, I had...
That was so good. Can we go back again for dinner?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't even feel that gross. Like, you know how when you eat that and all the garlic and all the kimchi, like, it has no effect on me.
I think we did it right today, though. That was really good, man.
Here's the deal. You do Korean barbecue for lunch, not dinner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Because you don't want to come home and then try to sleep on a stomach full of garlic and beef.
Which we just did, by the way, though. We came home and we slept.
Nap.
We napped. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
So we should tell everybody what's up. Like, here's, you know, this is a really crazy week for us guys, and it's not over yet. We're doing this episode right now, even though in a few hours we should get to bed because we have another day of shooting tomorrow. We're shooting our pilot, you know, the thing we've been gearing up for a while.
Months.
Yeah, so it's been really, really fun, and I'm sure the network's going to love this episode with the audio we've played thus far.
Yeah, I really hope they're all listening. That'd be really neat. They're like, wait, we gave these guys a call? It's all fuck me in my ass. And
it's been worse than that. Yeah. It's pretty intense.
Sorry, guys.
But anyways, that's not the whole show. Not the show. Like that. But that being said, it's been a really cool experience. You know, your genes are together, doing a show together that we got to write together, and we're performing in it together. And we got to hire friends and really funny, funny people to play parts in this thing. And basically the lead up going into this was just, it was a lot, it was very demanding. We had a lot of meetings. We had a lot of things we just had to attend to. So it threw us off. And Wednesday was our first day of shooting. We had a... We got up at 4 a.m. I don't know how like
so
in
crazy.
Shows and TV and movies, they do this all the time.
Yeah, I guess they do for months on end, like 6 days a week.
And it's brutal. We were doing like rewrites the day before. And, yeah. And, you know, we had all kinds of stuff going on. We really could not get to the show. And then we shot all day. We shot all day yesterday. Today we had down as they're building a soundstage.
They're building a replica of our podcast studio.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. I can't wait to see it. I
can't wait.
And I heard they're going to make it the same size as ours. It's going to be small, but yeah. The room at the soundstage is huge.
I don't know how tomorrow is not going to be a 16-hour day. Also, when they showed us what we have to shoot tomorrow, we have to shoot like podcasts, like you know, so they'll shoot us basically doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then
at least we're sitting down.
We're sitting down. My body hurts.
I know.
And then after that, we still have to shoot a bunch of. We have to shoot stuff in the house, and then we have to shoot exterior stuff too. It's gonna be a long day. It's gonna be a really long day.
I know. But guess who's gonna come with us tomorrow?
Yeah, the FIFA-nator comes with us tomorrow.
He's in the show too. He came
in
the first.
He got
day
a SAG card, and he's like, he gets his own trailer. And he's just like, you know, you don't pay me, so.
He's so tired. So we woke him up the first night at 4 in the morning, and we took him on set all day. He was running around all day, and he was, like, in so many scenes. He was so exhausted by the time we got him home. Oh, so cute. Poor little buddy. He's passed out so
long.
Yeah. But it was fun. The show, I think the pilot's going to be great.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, and we have like this great team that we're working with. I mean, the network's been awesome.
Yeah,
the production company's been awesome. We really lucked out. We're working with good people.
By the way, our good friend Matt gave us the deets on Shrimp Nibblers.
Oh yeah.
So I'm
sure he's
so,
not listening to this episode with his kids.
He's busy.
He told me he was listening to one, but this is definitely not.
Yeah, maybe not this.
I think we screwed this one up.
But anyway, Shrimp Nibblers apparently. Only come around during Lent, he said.
He had to do some research for that. That's mm-hmm. He's really dedicated to that shrimp nibbler lifestyle. Don't you think?
Shrimp nibblers.
Yeah. It's a lot.
I do like, who doesn't love fried breaded shrimp?
Everyone loves it.
But not from White Castle. I mean, that's so dodgy.
Matt loves it.
He does not.
He loves it.
Did he really? Did he say he eats it?
He said he's totally started a local chapter of the...
The Shrimp Nibbler Society.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Shrimp Nibblers.
Shrimp Nibblers.
What a great name for a product, though. The Shrimp Nibbler. Oh, my God.
Nibblers are great.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
That's probably... She's my favorite of all
Yeah, that
time.
One's not so porno-y, too. It's not as, you know... It's not as crazy.
I like her feigning shame. I think that's what makes me laugh the most.
You know,
oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
You think she is embarrassed?
Yeah, no.
I think she is.
She's not embarrassed. That's why it's so great. I can't believe I farted.
Oh gosh, I didn't know I was going to do that.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, Bitzels. See how cute she's being now?
Mm-hmm.
Bitsy's calm now.
It just takes a while to get her there now.
Are you sure we're settled on Bitsy, or is it going to be Tamar?
Well, we just haven't been calling her Tamar. I mean, if we're going to do that, we got to do it now.
Now. She's learned the word no. She's heard that enough. That.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah, no, and then like, hey, get over here. Stop doing that. That come here.
Yeah. Shh. She knows that one. Quiet. Stop it. You're so annoying.
God, you're not like the other dog. What's wrong with you? You're the worst.
I'm so glad this dog doesn't speak
English. Please stop stepping in shit.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
She's so crazy.
She is crazy.
She's such a crazy N-word. If we're using that context.
Oh, if we're using that kind of the Pastor Manning context?
Not,
okay.
You know.
Sure.
There you go.
Got you.
Gosh, such a lunatic. But she's, you know, it's interesting. She's already grown in 1 week.
Yeah.
Like her legs have actually gotten longer. She's already gotten sturdier and bigger. I can see it. And here's the horrifying part. So we have, she's so small that it's hard to crate her for very long. She'll just shit her crate at this point. Like she's not ready.
Yeah.
And so we have like this playpen for her in the living room. You know, it's got her potty patch, everything she needs in there, bedding and blah, blah, blah. And so we had a dog walker come and he wrote a note and he's like, oh, I came to in your house and she was like out. She was loose. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, there's no way.
And you look and there's no way
there's
out.
There's no, it's a tall wire thing. Yeah. There's no way this dog, I'm thinking maybe
and
she went around.
We have her bed. Mm-hmm. The potty patch, bowl of water,
food,
bowl of
water,
food. Yeah.
Toys, everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And then, so I'm thinking this guy's on drugs. Maybe he let her out or something. He didn't do it right. And then it was the next day we came home.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, she's sitting on the couch.
She's on the couch. Yeah.
She fucking get out of the
thing.
So
we put her in it. And within 2 to 3 days, she had figured out how to climb the fence, like the playpen wall, which is, by the way, I mean, it's probably 3 to 3.5 feet tall. It's mm-hmm. way bigger than her. She crawls up and we watched her. She gets to the top, flips herself over the top, bang,
bang
down. And then she's like, ah, walks around. She's like, I'm out of that shit.
Such a nightmare. Well, the first time she escaped that way, what had happened was we put her bed up against the wire crate.
Right. So and she then, was using it
as like leverage.
Boost. Yeah,
yeah, boost. And then there was another dog bed on the other side. So she had great cushioning to do it. And I figure, well, you know, that sucks. That's not great, but at least yeah. she's not going to break her neck. Well, let's move the bed in the middle of the thing and let's yeah. move the thing so she can't do it. And this bitch found a way.
She did.
I'm surprised I don't know how she hasn't cracked her skull open. Like, it's terrifying. So we have to, now we have another crate with a lid on it so that she can't do that, you know, because we're leaving these dogs for hours and we have a dog walker coming
just
in.
Just tell us this. How long is it going to take her to be chill?
Ugh.
All right. Is it going to take a year?
4 years.
Or is she going to chill out in a few months?
My hope is the 6 month mark, it'll be a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year mark, it's going to get better.
Well, she's just at 4. She just passed 4.
Yeah.
Months. So she's going into her 5th month right now.
Yeah. She's sleeping with her eyes open right now. She's doing that creepy eye open thing.
Hey, speaking of sex stuff, you remember Angel, of course.
You're going to start with the tip of your tongue on the top right side of the head of his penis. You're going to cross over the shaft to the left side of the testicles.
Remember that?
How can I forget?
So, I guess somebody, Kimberly Kane, did a little visit with her. She's an adult star. And I guess went to investigate the grapefruit technique that got so popular.
Well, Angel has just really taken off since her first appearance on Your Mom's House.
Your Mom's House was first.
Look, this has become a place. Your Mom's House has become a place where stars come now to share. Gloria Estefan, hello.
The Miami Fart Machine.
To celebrate. Miami Fart Machine. Brace from Gigolo's.
Mm-hmm.
We have had Angel from Angel Fellatio Secrets before anyone else had her on. Let's
way
be clear.
Before.
We were like the first people to discover her.
Auntie Fifi.
Auntie Fifi, also one of ours. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget Shane Lee.
Great singer.
Huge star.
Yep.
Our find.
Yep.
Peter Kane. Hello.
Hello.
Huge star, also from your mom's house. Mm-hmm. So our show has broken many stars and celebrates current stars of today.
Let's see what Kim found out when she went to visit Angel.
Kane, and I'm in Los Angeles, and I'm here to meet a woman named Auntie Angel who has this blowjob technique where she uses food, like grapefruits.
You're going to twist up and down on his shaft and suck the head at the same time. I just want everyone to know that food is your friend. Make it part of every day in your life, especially sex.
Everyone thinks that I would know everything there is to know about sex because I've been doing it for so long on film, but I don't. So I'm going to fucking learn today. Very nice to meet you.
You as well. Just give me a little hug.
I really wanted to meet you because I saw your video online. Everybody's seen it. It's awesome.
Would you try the grapefruit? I know we discussed it when it came out.
I forgot it.
You forgot it?
I have no idea what the grapefruit is.
The grapefruit technique?
All I know is the figure eight. That's what I remember.
You don't remember the grapefruit technique?
No.
Babe, we had a show where we like played all the clips of the grapefruit technique.
I'm forgetting it.
That's like saying I forget, you know.
Babe, it's been a long time.
I know, but how do you forget that? The grapefruit technique?
This is my bonus technique, the grapefruit. Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time. No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited.
You don't remember any of that?
No.
So what you need to do is you need to, of course, have a grapefruit. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure you get the ruby red. It's sweeter and it's easier. If you are allergic to grapefruit or can't use a grapefruit for your medication, you can always use a large navel orange. Now,
she cuts a hole in the grapefruit. That's the basis of it.
Oh, I totally forgot. I love grapefruit.
Your blowjob technique is amazing, too.
Yes. And those sounds, I know.
Those sounds.
I always want to be unforgettable. That he will never forget that sound. And with a grapefruit.
Yeah.
Girl, no. There's no better feeling that a man will ever get than being grapefruited.
Really?
Nothing else will ever replicate it because the inside of it, the way you cut it, actually mimics the line of her vagina.
Wow.
See?
So she, yeah, okay. Yeah.
You understand?
No, I get it. I got it.
Auntie Angel is changing up the game right now. You know? I feel like you're not really...
I just feel like it's a lot of work, you know, like it's not enough. I feel tired. You know what I mean? As a woman, like, wait a minute, what? Now I got to fucking cut up my favorite fruits and put them on your dick and stuff. It's like a lot of work.
You're going to eat them too, though. You're going to enjoy your fruit.
Where's the guy who's like, you need to cut up a banana and shove it up her.
I'll do that.
Yeah. I mean, where's the counter to Angel?
To me.
Teaching guys.
Right here. Hey guys, you need to get a cucumber and shove it up inside of her.
That's really good, Tom.
Put your dick between your legs.
That's Angel. You want to know more about the fellatio secrets?
Yeah, I'd love to hear more.
All right, I'll give you some more fellatio secrets.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Everyone is stuck on the grapefruit, which I love. But I want them to be a little bit more creative as well. You know, think of all the things that you
more
can go
creative.
At the grocery store and get.
And I gotta tell you, can you pause for a minute?
Sure. And sex.
It's really a bad idea, actually, food and sex. I don't know if you've ever tried, you know, whipped cream or the
sounds like you have, slut.
Fifth grade. It's so...
Fifth grade.
It's messy, okay? The problem with the grapefruit is that you're gonna have juice everywhere. On his crotch, on your bed.
Well, tell us about your experience. You seem like you're...
Oh, I've done the grapefruit. I invented... First of all, she's not the first bitch to do the grapefruit.
You did the grapefruit.
I did the cantaloupe.
The cantaloupe.
In junior high school. In
junior high.
Yeah, I invented the cantaloupe.
So what, sixth, seventh grade?
Sixth grade. Yeah.
Right out of elementary school.
Yeah. Everyone was doing it in L.A.
Okay. And what happened? What is the cantaloupe? Tell us what happens.
It's the same thing as the grapefruit, but it's less messy. And, you know, if Auntie What's-Her-Tits weren't such a rookie, she would know.
About the cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe is less juice everywhere. Durr.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, you're so dirty. Such a dirty girl. So you're saying you just...
I think this is just a mess. It's really more of a mess than a good time. Food everywhere, food and sex. I don't think so, boo-boo.
It's an amazing combination because we all love food. We all love sex. So I see we have like celery.
I would like hit him with it. Like with a limp celery, like abuse him.
But you can also give him what I call hair.
Hair.
You just take it. And you can actually just kind of go this over his whole body, his penis, testicles, legs.
Oh,
really sensual, yeah. Right? So, you know, just kind of think outside the box.
That,
ginger.
That smells good.
Ginger.
It does, but not so much for to put on his body, something for him to ingest. Ginger, pineapple, cinnamon, those things, if you eat it or he eats it, actually change the taste of his semen and your vaginal secretions.
Really?
Yes.
I thought that was a myth.
I've heard that too.
Is that really...
Well,
really
when I was in third
place.
Grade, I had my boyfriend drink Jesus. A lot of pineapple juice, and it made no difference. In
third grade. Third grade. Let's see.
I don't. Maybe. Everybody swears by it. People swear. We're going to get tons of emails. It's true. Pineapple juice does affect the tanking.
So my boyfriend started eating pineapples, so it does it. So... here's an article about it.
You probably have to drink a ton of it to make a difference in your body fluids.
Right? Like that whole thing, if you eat too many carrots, you can turn orange.
You'd have to do that a lot.
No, that's my point. Yeah. You have to eat so many.
Yes. Yeah. You'd have to really commit yourself to the project.
Okay.
It's not just a casual cup. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
So here this girl says that she loves giving blowjobs, but she does not love the taste of spunk. No matter who it is, it tastes like a sour juice, bitters, mold, and a dirty sock. This lady's not into it. She loves her pearl necklace, but the taste of semen makes her gag.
Hmm. Yep.
And so she decided to do the test. Pineapple juice. Went to work. It still smelled exactly the same. So this isn't like medical, but this lady gave it a shot. Let's see. He said, this says that Peter North, you know, who is
huge fan of Peter North.
Yeah. That he sandblasts every single girl in the scenes with a gallon of his man juice. He told him it's because he eats a bunch of celery the day before.
Hmm. Whatever, every bit helps, you know, every little bit helps. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe with some people, sure, you don't know. I mean, you eat a little bit of asparagus and it makes your pee smell. So who knows? You know the saying, like Matt Bronger always says, different strokes, same folks. Or same folks, same strokes.
Same folks for different, same strokes for different folks.
Same strokes for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's exactly the same, Tom.
Then they tried meat. I don't think that changed.
I think meat definitely affects how you smell, like your pores and your browns.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can tell when you've been eating
browns,
steaks.
You can definitely tell.
Your dumps are more powerful. Your sweats are like meatier.
Really?
Uh-huh. You smell like meat. Or maybe that's just your beard. Maybe all the smells are getting trapped in your beard.
We need a doctor to weigh in on this.
I'm surprised more medical doctors don't listen to our show.
This is a very medical show.
I'm surprised many more people with PhDs don't listen to our show.
Well, this makes a good point. This other article says that it's a difficult thing to test because taste is subjective, you know?
So that's another thing. So what's sweet to one person?
You got to have like this one lady have all these lows coming in her mouth. And everyone's eating different stuff.
You know who you need? You need like a Mario Batali. What's his name?
The chef?
You need some, because chefs have really, really refined palates. You need somebody with amazing sense of taste.
Oh, right. And so then, everybody could come in Mario Batali's beer.
Yes.
And he could scoop it up.
Yes.
Like, that is different.
That cum is tastier.
I'm sensing cinnamon. I'm sensing
nutmeg.
I'm sensing southern France region. I'm sensing cacao. And yes, it's quite refined.
Is there lot of meat in your diet.
That's really delicious. Thank you for coming all over my beard. Yeah.
Oh, I read this article in Vice a while ago, like years ago. Because people, I can't talk. People sometimes say that semen is a great lotion, like it makes your skin softer.
Yeah.
And so it was super funny. This lady did this experiment where she put semen on half of her face for a week and then lotion on the other. And she, at the end of the week, she's like, yeah, that's a myth. It's like, by the end of the week, my face was kind of red and scratchy. And
you know who would disagree with you, though? Like, fully disagree with you?
Oh.
I want to talk a little bit about the white tigress practices, because in this DVD, we're using some of the techniques from that practice. I practiced as a white tigress for about a year. And one of the premises, I mean, there's a lot to the practice, so I'm just speaking mostly about the oral sex aspects of it. But the belief is that your spirituality and your sexuality are tied together. Mm. And if you can't face directly your sexuality... I want to talk a little bit about the white tigress practices. I practiced as a white tigress for about a year. In the oral sex tradition, there's a lot of things.
Toding.
Like, for example, we have a technique Toding. Where you're really sucking deeply the penis and you're almost like gagging on it. And when I first heard about this technique and then saw it, I was like, oh my goodness. And it was
Jeepers.
Instant thing that came up in me was that it's degrading to women. Or the technique where you're holding the back of the head and the man is holding her head and then circling his hips Toding. And grinding his penis into her mouth. How enjoyable it is to have his penis inside of your mouth, deep in your throat. How enjoyable it is, especially around the one of the practices is to actually have semen on your face. Mm. And you're meditating and you're drawing in, you're visualizing white light and you're drawing in his essence through his semen. We know that this is also beneficial. Semen has lots of wonderful proteins and minerals and things in it that are great for your skin.
See?
That's not true, though. This Vice article.
That's a white tigress.
I listen to Vice.
White tigress knows what's up.
Does she have any medical data?
I'm sure she does. She's probably a doctor. She's probably a doctor.
If there's any medical doctors listening that have done extensive research on the values of semen on skin, let us know.
Let's get out of semen for a moment.
Why? Everybody loves semen. Isn't that the sitcom we're writing?
Everybody loves semen.
Now, that's a show I would watch. Coming this fall on NBC.
We got a little ways through one of the absolute worst films ever.
Oh, I love this movie. You're not even gonna...
I mean, one of the best movies I've ever seen, but not finished yet.
Well, it's pausing right now. Just press pause.
Called Maximum Kickage.
Maximum Kicky Footing. Maximum Kicks.
So bad. This movie's called Maximum Conviction. And it's on Netflix. And it stars Steven Seagal. And Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Excellent. He was actually a good actor, Steve Austin. He did good.
In this?
He did gooder than Seagal.
I guess he was gooder than him, but... This movie is so discombobulated.
Yeah.
It's such a mess. There's such horrific direction. The writing is garbage. Never has a movie made less sense to me. Like, you just don't know what's happening.
Well, and let's preface this by saying, we didn't go into the Steven Seagal movie going... This is going to be intelligent. This is a thriller. We just wanted kicky punches and silliness. So we were down for
happy at how bad it was.
Wait, we wanted dumb shit, but this was like...
This really delivered. That's the whole thing. This delivered to the dumbteenth power. This is so dumb. And I get what they were going for, because, you know, if you get together Steven Seagal and you get together Stone Cold, you're looking for action and you're looking for dumb. And you're looking for fun, but like they didn't get the parts that aren't supposed to be dumb to not be dumb. They dumbed up the stuff that's supposed to like kind of make sense.
So that you can have the fun of those two guys kicky punching.
That's all you want them to do is kicky punch. You know? Dog. All you want them to do is kicky punch all day.
Yeah, and Steven Seagal's a ridiculous human being.
Here's how this movie starts.
I'm not even sure I know.
I don't know either. But there's a prison.
Yeah.
That I think the prison is closing down.
Right.
So I think they're going to transport prisoners. And then there's like a delivery truck that comes in and they're like, what are you delivering? And when the security guys look at the delivery truck, they have the mirrors to look underneath it. But to the side of the truck is taped a large red like canister that's supposed to be like they're sneaking in. None of the guys noticed it.
I completely missed that.
Really?
I don't know why.
They have a long shot like, this isn't supposed to be coming in. But here's the part that's actually the dumbest. The dumbest part is in this type of movie, all you need to do is set up like what's happening and then let all the dumb kicky footing take place.
Yeah, just have a clear premise.
And
who am I supposed to be following?
They ruin
that. Who
are
the players? What's happening?
Basically, a guy comes in and he's like, hey, I told you you're not supposed to be here. And he's like, well, he's always here. Are those guys coming in with the other thing? And you're like, wait, who? What are they? Are you the guy that does? What guy? And they just talk all over each other. Oh, and your favorite part, which I really enjoyed too, is that for no reason, they're just like, fucking bullshit. Like
yeah, they're cursing for no reason.
They just curse all the time.
Well, within the first 30 seconds, but it's not even an exaggeration.
It doesn't make any sense.
Steven Seagal is talking to some other guy, and this guy goes, what the fuck is going on here? This shit's retarded or something. And you're like, wait, why are we even cursing? You're cursing for no... Hold on. Let me put this one down. I think she may have to do a brown.
Okay.
Pause. She's dying to get down.
Okay.
I'm going to put her, I don't know, in her pen maybe?
All right. You put her down?
Yeah, she's being quiet.
No, I mean, you put her down?
I'm going to throw her in the trash. Throw her in the river like Moses.
She's so
cute. She's too cute though. That's the problem.
Yep. That's why they make them like that.
She's been chewing on her name tag, which is so cute. This fucking dog. She's chilling out every week a little more.
Sorry, I just looked this up. Do you know what the description is on IMDb that Steven Seagal must have had written for himself? This is IMDb, for people that don't know, Internet Movie Database. This is like what the industry uses as their, you know, the inside reference, right? So this is, you can always look it up, just whoever's in what and what they've done. It's the first thing it says is, Steven Seagal is a striking and somewhat boyishly handsome looking and usually impeccably dressed action star.
What?
Who burst onto the martial arts film scene in 1988. And then in parentheses, often with a ponytail.
Oh my God, he's crazy.
Striking.
He's a crazy person.
Yeah, you know, he, let's see, 88, if you can go back to there, Above the Law. And that right away was like a hit. I remember seeing these movies.
I don't remember. I remember him being famous. Can I tell you what really, in Maximum Kickage, what was silly as all get out, is how dark his hair was.
Yeah.
Like, he's an older gentleman, and it's not appropriate to have jet black, nice and easy jet black, like my stepdad did.
The president of Egypt, the one that was kicked out, he was there for like 50 years. That was one of the things that, like, the people, when they had that Arab Spring uprising, celebrate, because he was 80 and he had jet black hair.
Yeah, it's lunacy.
And then his hair started to turn gray like it's supposed to after he got, you know.
Well, yeah, it's jet black, and then he maintains a widow's peak, too, like a very pronounced widow's peak.
Mm-hmm.
Dark eyebrows, and then, like, a weird tan. And
he has
so,
one face, too. He's like...
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's like Ice Cube with the acting.
Ice Cube acting face.
But, And he didn't look good. They didn't light him very well in this movie.
He's really out of shape.
And the best part is the one kicky punch scene that we do get to see. It's like him and just some random inmate, like for no reason. He doesn't even move. He just stands in one place and like swings his arms.
Yeah, because he can't really kick anymore. He's so fat. And I'm sure those conversations are like so fucking like terrifyingly awkward. And not to the point, because he's such a huge ego that when they're like, so we probably will, he's like, I'll just do it with my hands. And then they're like, well, do you think you want to try to kick his ear? I said I'm doing my hands. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay.
This is a special kind of martial arts. It's known as hand kwan do.
Learn this.
You only need five movements.
I just I'd rather not. I'd rather just stand still.
Eventually, he's just going to be sitting on a bark lounger and like...
Oh, for sure.
Using his ankle.
He's such a shithead. If, you know, his career started, all these were like theater releases. It was Above the Law,
okay.
Hard to Kill, Marked for Death, Out for Justice, Under Siege. I think that might have been
I've seen that one. That's a good one,
that
right?
That was a big one. Then it was like On Deadly Ground, Under Siege 2, and then it slowly kind of faded. The thing is, he never stopped making movies, but he just went basically... He had a few more theater, and then he went straight to video. And now he just does videos.
Well, guys like my stepdad really liked his movies. I remember my stepdad, the Indian criminal, enjoyed Steven Seagal movies. He loved Westerns. He loved Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
So that's a personality type that likes fighting a lot, fighting movies, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that people like that. It's just a genre, you know?
Yeah, it's a lane.
It's a way to fucking, you know, unplug. And it's like watching a basketball game.
Yeah.
And people just like certain... But here's what... You got to know he's an asshole for this reason. He wasn't in those Expendables movies, you know, where they invited every action star ever.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't he do that? That's silly.
Because... Would he not do that? Would he not be invited to do that?
Oh, because he's probably unbearable.
Because here's who did The Expendables 3. Stallone, Jason Statham, Antonio Banderas, Jet Li, Wesley Snipes, Dolph Lundgren, fucking Kelsey Grammer, that's Frasier.
Yeah, why is Frasier in that?
Randy Couture, Terry Crews, Kellen Lutz, Ronda Rousey, Glenn Powell.
Oh, Ronda, my favorite. Yeah.
Mel Gibson, Harrison Ford, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You mean they didn't have a fucking role for Seagal? I mean, he must be a real asshole.
You know what, though? Since we were doing this pilot, it's really about working with people who you enjoy being with and who are right for the parts, actually. But
absolutely.
But also, it's who do you want to spend 12 hours a day with?
Mm-hmm.
And who's not a douchebag? And who's not going to ruin things on set? Yeah. Did you imagine Steven Seagal's ego? Oh, my God.
I want to see if I can find this. This scene is amazing.
From Maximum Kickage?
Yeah. So right now, the truck is pulling in.
Yeah.
There's nothing really to play for you guys, but the truck pulls in, and they're like, I don't know if this truck is right for here. And then there's a big thing on
Get
it.
Get the shit going. Fucking shit.
Here we go. Let's see.
A lot of cursing.
Tell me if you know what's happening in the dialogue.
Oh, and by the way, they had scenes that would go on way too long.
So long. This first one is one where, like, mark how long this is mark what's being, what story. It's all about making the story move forward, right?
In the beginning, too, so especially. People know it should be straightforward and quick.
All right. There's Steve Austin's acting face.
Oh, and those are all the credits, by the way. Those tick, 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 tick. Every single credit they have to.
Yeah.
It's annoying. Bradley.
He's taking care of shit at the airport.
There it is.
Yeah. Got a flight to Mexico City to catch.
Negative. We've got a delay. Why don't you guys hold up in Tampa a little bit? Nice little bar there. We'll meet you at 1800 hours.
Got it. I'll tell Bradley to meet us there.
Okay. Well, that I understand.
I still don't know who it's... Who is at the airport? Who? What?
Negative. You know, then go to the bar, and then you hear every credit came up with the digital thing.
So distracting.
Make it sound very, you know.
I don't need to know. You know, the camera guys.
So annoying. So all right, here we go. That drives away. Maybe it's in this next scene that is unreal how confusing this is. Okay.
Especially to a new viewer.
I know.
These movies shouldn't be complicated.
Okay, now that one... This one's super confusing, too. Nice. I'm going to jump over this one.
Yeah, that's the guy eating the burrito.
Yeah,
he
drops
chewing, talking...
This is actually the truck
chewing and talking
being pulled in. Now on the truck being pulled, I thought it was a different truck. This truck Security guys are looking at it. Clearly, it's a light blue truck, and there's like a huge package taped to the side of it. Like, oh, I wonder if...
So something's going on. It would be nice if the audience knew what that thing was.
You can so see that this thing doesn't belong there, and this guy only looks for what's underneath the vehicle. It's so dumb. Okay, then the next scene is the scene. This is the scene.
Oh, the talking. The three guys talking for five hours.
That's what I've been looking for.
It's Seagal and Steve Austin and some other
guy. And some other guy comes up, and I have no idea what they're saying. It's...
Here we go. People.
Oh my God. Here we go. Here's Seagal. Is this my mark? Am I standing? I'm not going to move. Here's Steve Austin. Here's the magic that's about to happen. All the acting you've ever wanted.
HSO team just rolled in. I said we'd meet them in town at 1800.
Yeah, but oddly enough, transport still hadn't showed up. We're waiting on the marshals again.
We're waiting on a fucking bus?
Yes, sir.
God damn it.
Yes, sir.
I still can't believe I let you convince me to come here to shut down a couple of bullshit buildings. I usually make the mess, brother. You got me cleaning this one up.
See, the thing of it is, you're getting old, man. I got to let you down easy. But the thing of it is, when I want somebody to cover my back, you're my man.
Someone to come on my back? You're my man?
He said, well, look at it.
Wait a minute.
When I want a man to come on my back, I think of you only.
What is
the thing is, the thing is, twice.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I'm supposed to... He's closing down the prison. He usually opens the prisons. That's the problem.
And then okay, so, I mean, a plot point is usually I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's a lot of dumb.
It's stupid.
Very unclear.
Yeah. All right, hold on.
I like a man to come on the back.
I'm starting it over. Sorry.
Okay, let's pay attention.
Yeah. And then they have a long walk of the guy. Why he has to walk from so far away?
There's a lot of not happening. Things not happening fast enough.
The worst director of all.
Yeah, like
time.
Right now, what is happening?
The HSO team just rolled in. I said we'd meet him in town at 1800.
Yeah, but oddly enough, transport still hadn't showed up. We're waiting on the marshals again.
We're waiting on a fucking bus.
Okay.
See, this is
my third time. I just got this.
Yeah, what?
They're waiting on the marshal, the bus. To transport, they're closing down a prison.
Okay.
So the bus is coming to transport prisoners.
I did not put that together.
That's what's happening.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
God damn it. I still can't believe I let you convince me to come here to shut down a couple of bullshit buildings. I usually make the mess, brother. You got me cleaning this one up.
See, the thing of it is, you're getting old, man. I got to let you down easy. But the thing of it is, when I want somebody to cover my back,
you're my man.
All our guys, they're the best.
They the best.
Well, I look at it, he'll be down in Mexico in the next few days, and there's 4,000 ways to get killed down there, so...
Why are they going to be in Mexico? They're going to Mexico?
I don't understand, and I...
He's really laying on his southern black
shit,
right?
Like, is that how he normally talks?
If he's shooting in Lawman in New Orleans, or in Louisiana, he'll be like, yes, sir, yo, ma'am, you know what they say around here. You gotta do it up to get it right.
Yeah, when he was doing that cop show, if he met a black person,
yeah,
he'd be like,
blacks it up.
What's happening, man? My brother, you know what I'm saying? And then if he met a, just like a white southern person, he'd be like,
this is my joke you're doing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I forgot your material. I don't go through all your CDs and catalog all your fun jokes.
Yeah, okay. This is it.
Sorry.
That's the bit.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm a great writer.
Yeah.
You should let me write your stand up from now on.
Do it. I don't care. I'd prefer it.
Thanks for trying to cheer me up. Last time was a real clusterfuck, wasn't it? Lost some damn good men.
What?
Army brass should have never pulled us out of that shit hole.
What?
Man, why are you acting surprised? That's the way all these high-flute military pricks is, man.
Oh.
You know that. We the first guys
like
that they piss on.
He does sound like Theo. He sounds...
Next week you get some payback, man.
Another guy just
walked
up.
Speaking of pricks.
Every time I get another stack of bullshit paperwork, your fingerprints are all over it, Cross.
Hey, I thought your job was bullshit paperwork.
Shut up.
Negative, Warden. I ain't got to shut up. Go hide behind your desk. We're done here.
No, you're not.
Well, we kind of are, man, because this bitch is fully decommissioned. I took us off the grid, man. Computers, satellites, phones, everything. Transport will be here soon to get the detainees.
What?
We're done.
What?
You booked in 2 more high security assets last night. You reopened Block D right after you and Manning permanently shut it down.
Why would he deactivate all the security and the satellites and then bring in more
plot
prisoners?
Plot-wise, this is so crazy.
They're closing the prison down, but he's bringing in more prisoners?
He brought, and that's the warden, so he...
Oh,
he,
my God.
He, like, stepped over the warden's authority and brought in prisoners into a cell block that's shut down.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense. And this is the first 5 minutes of the movie.
You're damn right, I did. You go back to your desk, and we don't need your shit.
He sounds like Theo.
Yeah, he does sound like Theo.
He does our dog's voice, too.
Maybe he started doing this because he listens to the show. He knows. He's got it. He listens to the show.
So you have to understand something.
Listen.
This is a black site specifically designed for people of interest.
Huh. It was a black site, Cross. Was. You security contractors, you're all the same. You think you're hot shit ex-soldiers, big fucking heroes.
Fucking heroes.
Well, you're a pain in my ass. We already had 4 people of special interest here. We don't have enough MPs to legally hold all the fucking interesting people we got, let alone the 2 who came in last night. When you signed those 2 in last night, you took authority over them. That means signing them out would be your job, not mine.
I would enjoy the process.
Well, the transfer unit's late. So you're going nowhere until all the detainees have cleared the gate on the way out.
The scene's still going on. Now that guy walked away.
But all right. I don't understand the stakes as a viewer. You're like, so what? So he has to sign people out?
That
Who
movie,
cares?
That scene is the movie. You know?
Right. He's got to sign some paperwork. That's the stakes to the scene, to the whole thing.
The movie is
what?
2 people that shouldn't have come in came in.
Ooh.
And then now you're in charge. I'm not in charge. You're in charge of that.
Right.
And their transport's not here. And the building's shutting down. And they also, why you shut the computers down. And the satellites are shut down. So they're showing you all the stuff he's going to have to deal with.
Yeah. Well, the first time I saw that, I didn't process.
The third time I saw that, I didn't process that.
And then all we want is to see him kicky punch. That's all we want. It's like, just get to the stuff where he beats people up. Here's the movie. Here's what the movie should have been. Steven Seagal is like the warden. It's called The Warden. And he's got to straighten up the cell block because they're full of gangbangers and criminals.
Yep.
And I'm going to teach them a thing or two. And then he comes and he just kicks everybody's ass.
But then he panders to each racial group.
Yes! It's like one of those movies of the inner city kids. And then like the Michelle Pfeiffer comes in and teaches them to sing. And that's what Steven Seagal does.
And by the way, he likes doing environmental movies now.
Environmental movies?
Yeah,
really?
he does action movies direct to video that have an environmental spin.
I love it. See, the plots don't have to be original.
But at the warden one you're talking about.
The warden,
he could walk into like the black quarter of the prison and be like, "What's up, brothers? I heard y'all been causing trouble today." Well, guess what? Your mamas ain't here to take care of you. And they're like, "What the fuck, warden?" And then he comes in and just beats up an entire like cell block.
Yep.
And then he walks down the hall and like the vatos are like, "Hey, warden.
Hey, fuckers.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing here, warden? Joker's over there." And then Steven Seagal's like, "Con permiso, les quiero enseñar."
Right.
And then they're like, "Oh, the warden speaks Spanish, huh?"
Yeah, can you see the scenes right now? And he's like, I like tapatio on everything myself. When you guys want some tacos?
Why don't you guys suck my tamale?"
Yeah.
And then they're like, "No way, warden.
Yeah.
You can't talk shit like that in our block." And then he beats the fuck out of all them.
Yeah. And then there's an Asian criminals. There's like one. Because, you know, there's not a lot of Asians.
No.
Criminals.
No, they're nice.
There's like 2. But they're well behaved, so they're not in maximum security.
Yakuza guys are like.
Yeah. I have not been in prison for.
For you now. But then with them, he bows because he likes them.
He wears a gi.
He lived in Japan.
He loves wearing his gi. I've seen so many pictures of him in a gi. It's ridiculous.
And by the way, there's footage of him online back when he lived in Japan before he started doing movies. Because he was like the only white American, you know, master, sensei, whatever, of his Aikido stuff. The only one. that wasn't Japanese, and he has like no hair on top.
It's all gone. Not anymore. Yeah. By the time he gets to maximum velocity or maximum kickage, he's it got a full
back.
Head of hair.
It grew back. It grew back and darker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the warden. We got to pitch this to him.
It's funny that he, a guy like him would allow himself to be filmed so bloated that he wouldn't at least try.
And his eyes look bad.
Oh,
like he's been drinking.
He's got like a few chins and he's like puffy. And he's like, yeah, well, we got to transport these prisoners here.
Yeah, there's a, I mean, look, there is a look you need to have to be an action star.
Yeah, he doesn't have it, right?
Generally, you got to be fit. You got to be relatively youthful. Not necessarily, right? There's older, like Stallone looks amazing. And that guy's 70 years old.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Looks amazing.
And the amount of work he puts into that is ridiculous.
Yeah, and Schwartz.
That doesn't just happen.
No. And Schwartz, he looks good. Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
You got to maintain that, bro.
Ugh.
If that's your gig.
I want another acting scene of these two.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you embarrassed? Something. Oh, that's his. This is his hands only scene right here.
Yeah. He kicks this guy's butt who's like 500 pounds.
Yeah, and just hands. And he's got his acting face on. He's like real frowny face.
Ooh, ooh. Kicky, kicky.
Man, that hairline is crazy.
I know. It's too pronounced.
It's so crazy.
He looks retarded.
And the way that it points, it looks like Eddie Munster.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's so intense. Or Grandpa Munster, right? That fart didn't smell very good.
No?
Oof.
I'm kicky punching. I'm kicky punching.
It's a little intense. Have you started farting from
no.
Korean barbecue?
Not really. Not really.
We've extended our line of kitchen deodorants. We've extended into the living room now.
Yeah.
We have Oof. Living room deodorant, kitchen deodorant.
All right? Fuck you. Sir, I found this kite in the corridor. I don't know if the inmates are trying to communicate, but I thought you should know.
All right.
All right.
Be cool.
Be cool.
I'm gonna get you. I'll fuck you. I'm gonna get you.
Oh, this is a... Stone Cold has a good acting scene where he gets to yell at the guy who's clearly not supposed to be at the prison, you know,
mm-hmm.
about not knowing why the equipment's not working. He's like, well, you going to fucking figure it out or not? You got to fucking figure that shit out.
Well, name on the manifest says Rick. Name tag says Max. You want to explain that?
Truck rolled over his foot yesterday. I usually work dispatch. Short staff, so...
Almost wrapped up here, so let's get it done.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
Sneaking a bit over time. Wife's birthday. Coming up.
Now, why don't we catch up some other time, all right? Just get on with your job so I can get the fuck out of here.
Oh, fuck for no reason.
Guys are gonna go crazy when they know about them.
Unfortunately, I don't have much of a choice. You know, it's only for a couple hours. Everybody's transferring out tonight. So, let's just do it.
He definitely did not learn his lines for this movie. It's definitely like right before they shoot. He's like, what am I saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you're definitely transferring out tonight. Let's do it. I'm definitely transferring out tonight. Let's do it. Like there's nothing behind anything that he says.
No, it's all so mellow. Everything he said, that's how I act. That's my school of acting.
What?
Is the house burning down? The house is burning down. Well, it's a really nice movie. If you guys want to watch it, it's on Netflix.
It's called Maximum Kickage, and it's Steven Seagal and Stone Cold Steve Austin, and it's really good. There's really good acting in it.
Now, how many stars did it have on Netflix?
I believe we saw... It's one of the only movies that I've seen on there with one star.
It's hard to do. That's hard to do. It's one star or five stars. Very hard.
Let me look. Yeah. One and five are the hardest to do. see.
So at least he's, you know, he's special.
Is this the one you told me to check out? Yeah. Thriving Amateur Industry. Oh, I got to watch that.
Oh, yeah. Today they sent you a recommendation. Tom, here's something you'd be interested in. It's pornography. Surprise. So it's a show about exploiting young girls. Does that sound like something you'd be interested in, babe?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's see. I want to see if it's truly that. If it's really Steven Seagal. Maximum Conviction. That's the name of the movie. Well, on this one, it's funny. On the TV, it said it different. Here it says it's 2.7 stars.
Oh, I doubt that. I can't be right.
No. Actually, it's higher than that. It says the average of 600,000 ratings is 3.6 stars.
No. That
it's getting higher and higher.
That is impossible.
What it says.
You know what? That's like The Real Man, where people are finding it because it's so shitty, and they're like, this is amazing, and it's sold out.
It's so bad.
I wonder if the author of The Real Man is like, if he's so stoked because he sold a bunch of books lately.
He's stoked.
Do you think he's like, oh, I finally done it?
Here's other Seagal things that are on there. Born to Raise Hell is a Seagal movie. I bet that's pretty. We should watch that one next.
Yeah, let's watch tonight.
Pursuing a ruthless Russian mobster, smuggling.
I like that.
Course, yeah.
I like stupid sometimes. We've been thinking too much lately. Let's watch something. You know what I like? I really like Bruce Willis movies. I really like the Die Hard movies.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we watched all those?
You know which ones are fun actually to watch of Seagal? Are the old school ones that got him famous.
The 80s stuff?
Those were fun. Those were good. Yeah, it's like late 80s, early. They have one. They have Marked for Death.
Okay.
They have Above the Law.
Well,
they
let's
have
watch it
Justice.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Let's watch it.
Well, you won't recognize him. I'm serious. You're not going to recognize him.
Poor guy.
And Under Siege was like, I think the big one. That one was him and Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones in a movie with him?
Yeah. That was a big movie. That was like a $100 million budget movie.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you a show business story. When I first decided to become in show business, my father had a Hungarian friend who did hair and who knew an agent at ICM, big agency. ICM is one of the big was one of the big ones. I think it still is. But and through some miracle, got me as a favor a meeting with this agent. And I was so nervous. I was like, you know, 21 years old or something. I'm like, this is it. This is going to be my big break. This guy's going to love me. I'm going to blah, 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 blah. I go in there. The guy's a major fucking prick. Just like a fat, old, bloated, balding douchebag. He was married to Annette Funicello for many years, this guy. And just really mean to me and really not cool to me at all. Like, why are you here? I'm like, you said it. Like, we set a meeting. I thought this is, he was very dismissive of me. Like, well, I can't do anything for you. And I'm like, well, why did, you know, I didn't say it. I was too young. But I'm like, asshole, why did you even meet with me? He told me he didn't want to do anything to do with me, this and that. The only exciting, it was really rude. Actually, his name is Jack Gilardi. I'm going to fucking say it because he ended up getting busted recently, about 2 or 3 years ago. If you look it up, actresses came forward and accused Jack Gilardi of doing casting couch and that he would promise to get them roles or whatnot if they slept with him. So,
wow.
Yeah. So he was a real piece of shit. Anyways, he's an old guy. He's been around forever. So the point of the story is the only good part of that is that as I was in his office, he got a phone call and the actor on the other end of it was yelling at him. I can't fuck it. And I could hear it. And I was like, oh my God, like, what is that? And he hangs up the phone and he goes, he gets to his assistant. Steven is at the airport. He's held up. He's super frantic. And he turns to me. He's like, Steven Seagal. And I was like, wow. I remember being so blown away that this guy got a phone call from Steven Seagal, who's flipping out at the airport and called his agent. So there's the big story.
Wow. Yeah, I see this here.
You see it? Did it come up? Jack
Class
Gilardi.
Action lawsuits filed.
Yep.
Described as a Hollywood hustler. Let's see. Sexual battery.
That's the guy I met with when I was 21 years old who treated me like a scumbag. There you go, fuck nuts.
Well, let's say it says that he made sexual advances towards her in ICM limousine.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Okay. Well, here's the other stuff that's going on with him. There's nothing really new.
Jack, he's old.
He's 84.
Yeah, he's old as shit. The guy's going to retire any second. He was old as fuck when I met him, so.
Yeah, it looks like they toasted him in 2014.
Real old school Hollywood douchebag.
Yeah, he was an asshole to you.
Typical. Like one of those scumbaggy, like old school guys that you, like you see them in movies when they make fun of Hollywood agents. That's how that guy was.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. He's not even Jewish. He can't
that
even
guy
be.
Stayed with ICM for 60 years.
I know. That's Jack Gilardi was a big guy. Is he still at ICM? He's got to be retired.
I don't know. His roster has been pretty crazy, it said. Like,
yeah.
Charlton Heston, there Frankie Valli, Jerry Lewis, Robert Wagner, Stallone, McClane.
Old. Yeah. See? Oh, he has all the old dogs on there. Is Steven Seagal still with him?
Oh, I have no idea.
Is that on the roster?
I don't. It doesn't list everybody. Who knows?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
My big show business. Yeah. Well, that was my first show. My big show business meeting was with Jack Gilardi.
And who set it up? The hairdresser?
So my father in the valley where we grew up, I was on road rules, and that my dad thought that was going to be my foray into show business.
Right.
And I thought, oh yeah, I'm going to get an agent. This is going to be great. And he had a friend, a Hungarian friend. This guy does hair, and he's friends with this guy who works at ICM.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a meeting through that somehow. Friend of a friend from some Hungarian hairdresser. And I showed up, and the guy couldn't be ruder to me. Couldn't be more of a prick.
Well, fuck that guy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can suck my nuts.
Absolutely. You ready to do this?
What are we doing? Oh, yeah.
Time to fill her up and
seal her shut. Long time.
Who are the players today?
Well, since we just had a 3-day weekend for Memorial Day, I was thinking we could do, you know, like war-themed people.
Oh, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, so for the ladies.
Well, should we, by ahead. The way, I feel like we haven't done a filler-up in a while. Should we do the recap of the last one?
Sure.
Because we have that. Here we go. Hold on. Here it is. If you go to the facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast, you like the page, it links you to our actual official filler up sealer shop site where you can vote, and it calculates who is the winner in the filler up sealer shuts. So the very last time we did it, I can't remember if we gave the results. I think we did. Here are the last two. We had a filler-up sealer shot between Ryan Gosling and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Wow, Ryan Gosling all the way.
He won with 66% of the vote.
Of course he did.
And we had Charlize Theron and Irina Shayk.
Not Charlize. Charlize.
Theron, actually.
You said Charlie. Charlize.
Who do you think won that one?
Charlize Theron.
Yes.
She's gorgeous.
But then it got interesting for us. We did the Indian edition.
I remember that.
Deepak Chopra. This is one we don't have in the results. Also. Deepak Chopra or Dr. Sanjay Gupta from CNN.
That was silly.
You chose Deepak, I remember.
Yeah, I like him.
I chose Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Mm.
And Dr. Gupta won with 63% of the vote.
Whatever.
Then here's one that I'm real happy about. And I remember our votes on this one, too. We had Aishwarya Rai, which is like a model actress. And then there was Padma Lakshmi.
She's pretty. Right? I like Padma.
Yeah, that's who you chose.
Yeah, she's pretty, but she's a cunt, I think, in real life.
Well, I think the listeners agreed, because Aishwarya ran away with 74% of the vote.
Oh, wow.
So, again, Your Mom's House Podcast.
Wow.
Excuse me, facebook.com/Your Mom's House Podcast. Like the page. You can comment on a bunch of things there, and then you can vote. There will be a link to vote, and you should check that out. It's always fun.
Very important work we're doing here.
Yeah. So who would you like to fill up and seal shut? Who are we looking at? Let's do the guys first.
You want to do guys?
Yeah.
Okay. So for the bros, I'm going to do, and I never remember his name, Jeans. Mm-hmm. You know who it is from Full Metal Jacket? Arlie Ermey. I love Arlie Ermey.
Arlie Ermey is amazing.
Yeah,
that's so got to be funny. An intense sexual experience. That is really something. I mean, you're really, really going out there.
You want to know intense? The other one's intense. Marlon Brando from
Holy Shit.
That's intense in a whole different way.
Yeah.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me.
You will not.
But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, kikes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless.
Oh, I love it. That's one of the best lines.
Yep. So you're saying, fill up and seal shut. Arlie Ermey.
No, you get filled up and sealed shut.
Right.
By
Arlie Ermey.
God, get the game right, Tom.
Or.
And then he broke from himself.
Marlon Brando.
Kooky
I've never
shoes.
Seen a man so broken up and ripped apart.
I've seen horrors. Horrors that you've seen.
Mm-hmm. No horrors.
But you have no right to call me a murderer. You have a right to kill me. You have a right. To do that, but you have no right to judge me. It's impossible through words to describe what is necessary.
Okay. Do you know that he apparently was so out of his fucking mind, like fat and drug addled, that I heard, I don't know if it's towards the end of his career or in this movie, that they had to just like feed him lines too. Like he couldn't get
I don't
his
think
shit
it was
together.
At this point.
It was later, you think?
I think it was later. I think at this point, though, he did kind of go crazy to play this part. Like they said, he really would dive into this shit, you know?
I thought the story with Brando was that he was like out of his shit towards the end.
Yeah, it is. But this is not towards the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fat. Was he fat and sweaty in this one, though?
He's not nearly as fat. He got huge at the end.
Yeah.
Right here, he's bigger than at his, you know, in his prime, but he's not like, no, he's not. He was over 300 pounds at the end, you know?
So this is Apocalypse Now, this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are two different kinds of lays. Okay. Yeah. So
Arlie Ermey.
Arlie's like old school.
And here's the thing.
Military guy.
I think a guy that intense and that yells that much and everything, I think he's actually real vanilla in bed. I think he's
missionary.
And that's, yeah, doesn't really deviate from that. And then you got like a mentally ill guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy's going to get freaky on you.
Freaky, but also maybe scary. And maybe not fun scary.
I think he's going to cry a lot, Marlon Brando.
I think he might slice your tits open.
Some of that.
Yeah.
You know what? I just don't have the energy for a Marlon Brando. Like, yeah. Sometimes you just want, like, just vanilla. Like, let's just go. Let's just. Yeah. And I feel like Orny is so.
Orny? It's not Orny.
Orny Adams.
It's Ermey.
Ermey Adams. I feel like he's so just, like, into women. Like, he's so.
Well, he's a gentleman.
Red meat eating American.
Yeah, he yells at men, but he's probably like, "How are you, ma'am?"
Yeah,
you know?
I like that. I feel like I respect that alpha male.
Yeah.
Energy. I kind of don't like kooky shoes, dudes. I'm not into like.
I just realized something though.
What?
I think I got to spin it differently because I think he's really in this situation going to be different with a man. You know,
oh,
like I'm thinking
shit.
Like for
he's
you,
homophobic,
right?
Yeah,
I mean, this is like,
yeah, for me,
drill sergeant.
Great.
I think for you, he's gonna be great. I think for a drill sergeant, I think the crazy guy might be like, you know, like ease into it more and like kinda, yeah,
the crazy guy's open sexually,
right?
And the other guy's closed.
Very.
So the other guy's just heterosexual vanilla.
So yeah. What I'm saying is, I think out of necessity, I have to go with Marlon
with Cray Cray.
Yeah,
because he's probably pansexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Orny's like not gonna. He'll probably beat the shit out of you and call you a faggot and stuff.
Well,
you
know? I think absolutely. So,
wow, interesting discussion though, huh?
Yeah, and guys, you can vote too. Go to the Facebook page and let us know.
It's important.
Now the fun stuff. What's up with the ladies?
let's do Demi Moore,
G.I. Jane,
and G.I. Jane, and then. Private Benjamin, Goldie Hawn from the 80s. How wonderful was Goldie Hawn?
She's really something special.
Is Goldie Hawn. Yeah. She's still alive.
Yeah.
What a delight. Cute little Tweety bird. But then you look at G.I. Jane, and that bitch could fucking kill you. Mm-hmm. She was doing them one-arm push-ups and stuff.
I'll be honest here. In most situations, and this is just a natural, just the way I'm built, I go for blondes.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Yeah, I just, I know.
Jades.
I just like them more. You know, it's just how I'm built. I don't know why.
Meow. Meow.
But in this case, I feel like Demi is really a piece of ass in this thing.
She's really built.
Yeah, and I think she'd be fun. Like, I think she would really, like, put my head in one of those leg locks and, like, cut off the air, and then while she's jacking me off, and like, you know, and then like we could do like military kind of drills where I'm kind of I tie her up and I go like you're gonna kick that out of SEAL school if you don't suck this, you know. So I would kind of do. I think you could be a little more reckless,
like,
and aggressive,
like,
with her.
You know that scene where they put all the food in the trash can and they're like, "You eat out of this, scrubs."
Yeah.
Like, you want her to do that with you.
Yeah, and I feel like Goldie would be, like, a little too sweet for what I'm looking for here. Because I'm doing, like, a filler up. I feel like I'm going to be a lot more...
aggressive.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go Goldie because she's sweet and funny and cute and harmless. And she's
I'm not looking for that.
Not going to do anything awful to me.
Yeah, I don't know. In that situation,
that. Yeah.
You'd be traumatized by Demi.
Yeah. She's all fucking yoked and crazy. I'm not interested in masculine energy. I need, you know, sweet lady energy, you know.
Yeah, I would like to test Demi's holding her breath underwater skill, but this time it would just be loads, you know?
You know what's interesting? Goldie Hawn has them little dog tits. You've seen her tits?
Mm-hmm.
I think she still has naturals. She's one of the very few women in show business has her naturals.
All naturals.
But she's got like little tiny dog tits.
Mm-hmm.
They're really kind of, they're odd, honestly. They're odd. They're like spaced out real far.
Okay, I'm going to look this up right
now. Yeah, look at them. They look like after a dog's been nursed, you know, when like a dog has puppies and then they nurse and then they're kind of soft. They're like soggy and small. Which I thought if you had small ones, they don't get soggy. I thought that was the perk of having small tits.
You're right.
Yeah, she's got little dog tits.
She has little dog tits. Huh.
Yeah. Weird, right? And they're far apart, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I respect that she keeps it natural. I'd rather have those, her dog tits, than big fake, you know, big old crazy balloons. Those look terrible on people. God, I hate those balloons.
She's got spread out doggies, yeah.
Yeah.
Really interesting that you knew that. I think you've been plotting this for a while, actually.
Well, when I was a little girl, I watched all our movies. I loved Goldie Hawn. She was a comedic actress.
No, she's a sweet lady. She's
like wonderful. I think she's normal. I don't think your daughter's normal. I think that Kate Hudson, isn't she kind of a twat?
No, why would
or is she
say
normal?
That?
I don't know. I'm thinking of Gwyneth Paltrow. Sorry.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. I think they're pretty normal people, right? the Hudson.
Yeah, I mean, you just called her a twat.
Well, because I thought I heard that, was she cunty, Kate Hudson, or is she normal?
Everybody that I've ever heard says that she's normal.
She's
and nice.
Normal? Yeah. Then I'm thinking of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Say, I'm sorry, Kate Hudson.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kate Hudson. Sorry, I didn't mean to cross the line. I'm sure she listens to the show. I'm mortified right now.
I'm sure she does too.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Kate. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean, your family's delightful.
All right. Look, we got to wrap this up. We got early day tomorrow.
Do you want to eat pizza?
I think no. I think not pizza? After that. No.
Why?
Pizza.
What do you?
No. Why? What do you mean?
Pizza?
Pizza?
We have DiGiorno. It's not delivery.
Pizza?
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's do it.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you guys listening. Thanks, guys.
Gosh, I feel real crazy about how it got real, real like racy this episode. I mean, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
So embarrassed. What's that song I wanted to play?
Oh my gosh.
No, I wanted to play Jeans and My Cunt. I think it just fits with today's theme, you know?
Yeah. Patriotic.
All right. We love you. Sorry that it was late. Hope you enjoyed the episode, and we will be back in a few days.
Mm-hmm. For your regular scheduled Your Mom's Mamasode. House.
All right. Bye, Jeans.
Bye, meow.
Oh, my fucking cunt. Cunt, my cunt, my cunt. Oh, my fucking cunt. Can't we cut? Oh, my fucking cut. Can't we cut?
Sexy.